and get a tutney tusted and tut it in two and then tut it in two again, then it'll do for four of you, you see. And he used to say, I don't want to go. She used to say, you cheeky little Buddha. She couldn't say G's. She couldn't say C's, you see. Oh, she used to be a scream of a woman. No, this was a Miss Bell that lived in Woodhouse Street. No relation to the one that was at Bray's. And she made me this coat. It was really a beautiful coat. And at that time, they just fastened here with one big button, you know. Anyway, I didn't like this coat, and I didn't wear it. If I didn't like anything, I wouldn't wear it. And my grandfather Gaff died, and I had it dyed black, and I never wore it then. So, you see, it would have paid her to have let me have this green. But when I got married, I said, I'm going to have a costume. We were married in February. So I said, I'm going to have a costume. So she said, you know what, you want a big coat? I said, I've never worn a big coat, and I never wore one till after I was married. And I had a lovely brown tweed costume with a little black flecking and a brown velvet collar to go away.
Why did you leave Bray's, Mrs. Lester?
Well, I got this back throat, you see. And the doctor, I don't know what it was, he said it was some kind of poisoning. And
you said from the gas?
Yes. Well, you see, if you'd a bit of an inflammation, you see. Gas is no good to you, you know. And then, you see, they use a lot of asbestos at Bray's. When I think now, my sister was on to me, she said, it's a wonder you and me's living that, all that asbestos, because all these nozzles and things were made of asbestos, you know. And it used to lay on the floors and you could see your footprints in it. Used to make you wonder, you see, and we were working with it nearly all the time.
Right.
All these nozzles, you see, were made of asbestos.
But when you left Bray's, you stayed out for a long time out of work, because then you got married in 1922.
Oh, yes. Well, I left in 20, and I was home 2 years, doing the housekeeping at home, and I got married in 22. And I've not worked since, only voluntary, you see. I used to go and help in the shop, you see. I didn't get paid for it.
Your father never paid you when you
worked in the shop? No.
So what did you do? You were just very dependent on them.
Well,
again.
I used to get my food, you see, and then Sheila was born. We were married a year and 4 months when Sheila was born. And I used to leave her in bed and go up, you see, about 9 o'clock and do the kitchen. Clean the kitchen, you see, and wash up. We had a big, very big kitchen, and we had amenities, you see, hot and cold water, and we had a proper kitchen, long table. And I used to go do the kitchen and other jobs. And then I'd go get the lunch on, and there was the work people, with two men worked, George and Charlie, yes. And my brother, you see. And there was my sister, and there was always about 10 or 12 of us for lunch. And I used to cook the lunch, you see, with a nice big fireplace. We had a new fireplace in, because we used to cook herrings, you see. We used to, and then when I'd got the dinner on, I used to perhaps go and do the herrings, you know, cut the heads off, open the guts and clean them and wash them. They took a lot of doing.
So you never went back to engineering?
No.
Do you ever remember getting an unemployment donation after the war?
No.
You never got it. You never claimed it.
No, I don't claim art now.
Yes, but you didn't claim it then.
No.
You were entitled to it.
Yes, I know. Never been like that.
They didn't want to fire you. When the war was over in 1918, Bray's didn't want to fire you.
No.
They wanted to keep you on.
Yes.
Because you were one of their pre-war workers.
Yeah. Bredhurst used to say I was the best mechanic they ever had. I never cost them any money, you see. I could do all the little jobs myself. Mind you, for my time to come over, I'd make the lazy mechanics do it, you see. But, you see, I'm a bit irritable like that. If I see a job I want to do, I have to do it.
So you stayed at Bray's for about, what, 10 years?
Well, I went to 13, and I was about 13 years, I should say. I went in... I was 13 and a half when I went. Let's see, I was born in 95, so I was 27, you see, when I got married. And I was away 2 years before that. So 13 from 25. 12 years, yes.
I see. And you never got a pension or anything like that from them?
My sister.
What were you earning when you left, Mrs.?
Oh, not as much as you did during the war, you know. No. About £2 to £3 a week.
Yes. Do you remember a lot of girls being fired from Bray's at the end of the war?
I remember girls being fired all the time.
But at the
they
end
were always firing them, you know. Well, they would do, you know, fire them.
But at the end of the war, do you remember?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember. Because,
no.
You see, no, I don't really remember. There would be, you see, like there always is. Talking about Woodhouse Feast, we had a lovely girl called Alice Spence, and she didn't go home unless she had her full wage. And she lived up family, but her mother had been a widow years, and she had the biggest family. And she was a lovely girl. Her birthday was on the 6th of July. She died last year. And her and I were bosom friends. You got to know people. And when it was Woodhouse Feast one Monday, somebody said, let's all go to Woodhouse Feast in the lunchtime. I said, well, the girls at stake to lunch, you see. So I said, well, I'll meet you up at the fair. And we went to the fair. And one of the men with the roundabouts, you see, the kids dared us to all go on the kids' roundabout. So we got on this roundabout, and they wouldn't stop it, you see. Well, we wanted to get back to work for 1:30. We were about a minute and a half late, and this Ben Hill sent us all home. They didn't go home, they didn't, most of them, you know. So I said, oh, come into our house, my father will just laugh about it. Then go home.
Your father wasn't strict, but then your father wasn't poor and their parents...
No, well, now, you see, that's it, you see. I mean, I've lived in both regimes. I mean, I know what it is to have money. You see, my father, I'll tell you what, he didn't like to pay for clothes for you, especially hats. He'd buy you, have marvellous feet. Thanks to having my shoes measured when I was a kid. We had our shoes measured. But he won't buy you a lid. What do you want that for? And he'd give you any money for pleasure. Any money for pleasure. I used to say to him, he used to say, where are you going tonight, love? I used to say, Grant Theatre. Are you all right for money? Yes. He was terrified of anybody being short of money. And he used to give us a £5 note every holiday and every Christmas. A £5 note, one of those big white ones with the split tails. I once remember going to Blackpool, and there was a shop on the back, down south, on the back of the promenade, and it was a gentleman's outfitters and boys' outfitters, and it said Gathup, you see, at my maiden name. And I went in this shop. Sheila was at Miss Bowman's, the private school. She's 53, she'd be, it's nearly 50 years since, because she went when she was 4 and now. And their colour was red, and there's some three-quarter knitted socks in the window. They were boys, really. So I said, would you like some of those, Sheila? She said, yes, I would. So I went in and I bought her a pair. They were rather dear, and I gave this man a £5 note. She says, oh, I can't change that. I said, well, you'll have to do. So he says, well, you'll have to sign... leave me a name and address. So I says, well, my name before I was married was same as yours, didn't that carry any weight? So he said, did they call you Gath? I said, yes. But I had to sign, give me name and address, because I gave him a £5 note. You see, that was how money was...
Scarce.
Yeah, scarce. Yeah.
Mrs. Verity, you said that...
Call me Laura.
Laura.
Yeah.
You call me Marion.
Yes. Yeah. I call him Marion.
Yes, that's right, like your friend, Marion McFarlane.
Yes, she was a
when
lovely
you started
girl.
Work, you said that there was only Laycock's or Bray's to go to.
Yeah.
Because this was in the area.
Yes.
It wasn't possible in those days to take public transport to work. You couldn't...
Well, you see, if you'd only five... Well, there were trams there, but you see, if you'd only 5 shilling a week and you'd... Something to threepence a day to pay out, you see. And there were Saturdays, there were 6 days then, you see, to work. Yeah, everybody worked at Saturday mornings. You see, you couldn't afford a shilling from 5 shillings, you see, when you were starting. And everybody didn't pay 5 shillings. It was a good wage, it was 5 shillings, you see, because my sister, she to go up Chapel Town. She got a tram to the Golden Cross, you see, and had to walk up to Leopold Street, which was a heck of a way for a kid. Well, she... Now, you see, Grace stayed at home, out in the house, till Florrie, there was a... Grace would have been 83 last April. No, where am I? Grace would have been 84 last 1st of April. Florrie was 83 last January. There isn't much in us, a year and... About a year and 6 months in them, you see. January... No, it was a year and 3 months, isn't it? There's a year and 3 months between... I thought there was more than that between Florrie and Grace. Grace's birthday is the 1st of April and Florrie's is 10th of January. January, February, March, April. You see, it's only 3 months.
What about religion? You said that you went to Sunday school.
Oh, yes, lovely Sunday school. We went to Nether Green Congregational, all of us. Look after me money, like, because I have a banking account, you see. But, I mean, she sees I have plenty. And she brought me a beautiful suit of pyjamas in yesterday. She buys me things like that. I've piles of stuff. In fact, I've nowhere to put anything else. And she just... I'll take you upstairs and just...
I wanted to ask you about drinking. Do you remember a lot of drinking?
Yes. I remember laying in bed awake at night, waiting for 11 o'clock when the pubs used to close. Because they used to be... This is when I was very young, before we broke through into the house, and we were in the first house on the yard, you see. You know what I mean? On that yard. And I used to love to hear the men coming up with the concertinas and singing all the latest songs. I never cribbled about the people having a drink because, oh, I used to wait for that every night, 11 o'clock. But the drink was terrible. As a child, my grandfather Booth, you see, he was a monumental mason. Well, there wasn't a lot of work because people couldn't afford to have stones. And he went, you see, they used to go in the pubs and there was one down Woodhouse Street called the Fox. He always went to the Fox. And when they did work, you see, after he finished with the, well, he couldn't get work with the monumental mason, and he went paving the roads, you see, and I used to take his dinner. You see, my grandmother used to put it in a basin, tied in a red handkerchief, and he wouldn't eat his dinner unless I had some with him. And I've gone the other end of the town with his dinner, in my dinner, half hour at school, and now half at school.